This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says state officials hope to test up to 8,500 people a day for COVID-19 by the end of next month. He says that's far more than the roughly 160 tests per day at the beginning of the pandemic. Polis says capacity at labs around Colorado has increased 20-fold.
But we face significant supply constraints that are no different than the supply constraints that are faced in other states and other countries across the world.
Medical officials say a shortage of swabs and other implements is hampering efforts to widen testing. Polis says testing along with distancing and health care are key to reopening up more of the state's economy. Firefighters are now a top priority for COVID-19 testing. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse pushed the effort to make sure firefighters are treated like other healthcare first responders. He led a bipartisan congressional letter joined by fellow Colorado representatives Ed Perlmutter, Doug Lamborn, and Ken Buck, asking the Centers for Disease Control and Vice President Mike Pence for this change. Firefighters often work as EMTs or paramedics. Poudre Fire Chief Tom DeMint says this change makes sense for public safety.
When someone gets exposed or needs to be tested, has symptoms in our business, it can mean entire fire stations getting closed down for a while.
Three of his firefighters have tested positive for COVID-19. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
79 degrees with sunshine in Grand Junction, 67, and a few clouds in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.